Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
political wars in the periodic table. Yep, there's the moon is littered with and Mars is littered with things which are named by Americans and Russians, and so too the periodic table. And of course the Russians, in sort of Cold War finesse, spread their names along the last section of the periodic table more thoroughly. You've got ruthenium in the middle of the periodic table. That's just the element after technetium, a very interesting element. And that apparently is named after the ancient name for Russia. It doesn't seem a very ancient name for Russia. I'm not sure whether that's absolutely true. Then you've got other things named after the sort of Soviet era labs. So there's Dubnyan from Mendeleev, who's a Russian. That's a lot of things like that. I was trying to think about that. Then there's Moscovium, obviously, not Moscow. Then there's Organosun, the last element, named after the famous Russian element finder. And I think he's still alive. I'm not quite sure on that. Then you get back to Fluvium, named after a lab, which is also named after a Russian. And you've also got Samarium, which is named after a Russian mining administrator. That's sort of the least worthy person, because they named a rock after this person, in honour of this gulag operator, I believe. I don't know what sort of person he was. So Russia is in amongst there. The United States are a bit more glitzy. They've got Americarium, I can't pronounce that. Americium, which is very much there. You've got Tennesseum, and then famous American scientists. Okay, I'm just going to stop here at the moment. I'll just go for a moment. Okay, back broadcasting again, and I'm just reversing out this. I went forward because I hadn't gone to gear. Look, the story is that I might know something about the periodic table, but I'm as stupid as in every other department. I'm just a stupid idiot. So I'm going off to the gym. It's a scorcher of a day at the moment. And I'm going off to the gym, and I have forgotten my headphones. You say, why do you need your headphones? Well, you need your headphones if you're going to do cognitive training. I've tried to do at least an hour, if not two, if not 3 hours cognitive training a day. And it requires, amazingly, to have the audio feedback. Either some things are directly, they say something for your memory. I don't know how this stuff goes if you're hard of hearing. I don't know what happens there. And of course, I got all prepared to go up to the gym. It was more focusing on getting to visit this chap in hospital. Okay, that's the back of it. I got here a minute before I get back. Getting back onto the Americans. So you've got Berkeley, Americium, Berkeley, Californium. Laurentian, Seaborgium is a, who's ever heard of Seaborg? And Rutherford's a Kiwi, I suppose, but you going there, I'm just trying to think of the people. I think that's roughly the Americans have sort of populated that part of the Tennesseum, is there. So they've got some of their universities in there. Good on you, Yankees. And some of these sort of transuranic elements, the easy ones, and of course they did their heyday with a certain type of singletron accelerator, and then the Russians did it. Now the interesting thing is that the sort of longest living transuranic element is fluvium, the fable stable, F-L-E-V. So it's FL, FL after Napoleon. Oh, I may as well cover Japan. Japan's only element
is Napoleon. How about that? Then you've got the French. You've got Gallium and Francium. And you've got Lutetium. Lutetium is the name for Paris, the ancient name of Paris. And that myself, I love, is, thank goodness I named it that, not Parisium or something like that. Parisian. Imagine that. Okay, stopping, getting my stuff and getting back to the stuff. I'm back again. You're hearing this all as one podcast, and I'm doing little bits and spurts. I'm just doing it here. I'm just going to, unfortunately, check my phone. This is really rude of me in the middle of a podcast. Okay. Right, got that one there. So what I was going to say is, you've got France, and you've got the French. You've got Curie. Now, Curie was actually Polish. So Curium, and what I was going to say about Curium is interesting. You've got, besides Curium, you've got Polonium, Poland, obviously. Now, for Germany, you've got Germanium. How German is Germanium? You can't really miss that one. Then you've got Dranstratium, Hasnium, the city of Haas, Hasnium. Really gets my going. I'm just really trying to remember. What about Haftium? I wonder what that is as well. Then you've got Dranstratium or Hasnium. There's the guy, and then Metrium is also that lady. There's only two lady scientists there. There's Curium and Metrium. It's really nice that they named it after her, I suppose, to come across there. I think there's I want to keep on the cities. Now, the Swedish are just insane. So there's Galdium, after a Swedish scientist, but then there's also Erbium, Terbium, Yttrium, and Ytterbium, all named after the same little mining village in Sweden. Then there's Thulmium, the ancient name, Holmium for Stockholmium. I'm sure there's some others in it. So Sweden really got in there as a big thing. Britain was in the age before they even thought of national naming. You know, they knew the periodic table. So you've got Strontium after Strontia by Davies. And you've got some elements. Let's do the elements, the stinky elements. Bromine, osmium, I think is because of the smell. You've got the elements which are beautiful. Vanadium, iridium, iridescent. And then you've got the flame elements, which is, I don't know where the rhodium is. Rubidium, cesium after Caesar, which is sort of cabbage coloured element, sort of a yellow thing. There's thallium, I think it's thallium, not thorium, but thallium. I don't know thorium. I wonder if Thor is after the Greek god of, you know, thunder. I wonder if it's not a Greek god. I wonder if that's a Scandinavian element as well. You've got cesium, you've got iridium, you've got, I'm trying to think, rhodium. I wonder if that's a colour element. Iridium, cesium, you've got chlorine for green. Property elements are, fluorine is the really only fluorine is the only one which is a
property. You know, what does that element do? It makes things flow, the flowing element. Chlorine is the colour green. I was trying to think, there's some other colours. There's the rock and heavy elements, which is barium and lithium. Lithium for rock, a rock element. You've got the elements which are named by Lavoisier. The hydrogen, the making of water. Oxygen, the making of acid, which actually really is actually quite true. It's only recently that we have... So oxygen has got a high electron affinity, therefore it makes acids rather well. One of these things which go... Then you've got the planet ones. And so you've got tellurium for Earth, selenium for the Moon, helium for the Sun, uranium, neptunium, plutonium for Pluto, the planet Pluto. Well, there you go. No longer a planet. Then you've got cerium for Ceres, this planetoid that no one knows about, which is like a mini planet where it's sitting in the gap. They're a sort of circular mega asteroid sitting out there. Okay. Then you've got palladium for Pallas, this other sort of piece of, looks like someone's turd, floating turd in there. Okay, let's stop. So I'm now going off to go in there. I'm just trying to think, there's a story about there's magnesium, manganese. There's a couple of, after that areas, there's nitrogen and sodium. Sodium, it's Na, so it's the same area from that same area of Greek. So it's the area of sodium and nitrate, where sodium and nitrate is an area in Egypt which produced this, this thing. I'm sure there's potassium for potash. So potassium was made in pots of ash, and so its name came from corruption of the Dutch word. I like corrupted Dutch words. You've got tattoo, turn off the taps and go back to barracks. Tattoo, turn off the taps. So that's a Dutch destroyed words. You've got hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium. Now I wonder what beryllium is. Boron. Oh, I have to go there. Carbon. I can't remember. Nitrogen, which is something which produces nitre, gin, oxygen, acid, oxygen, fluorine is flow, neon is new. There you go, new element. New, this is the difficult elements. There's krypton is cryptic, dysprosium means hard to get. Astatine is decays a lot. Now, I've got to remember what iodine is. Bromine is smelly. Let's go down. You've got fluorine, chlorine, green, bromine smelling, iodine. Don't know what that is. And what's the element beneath iodine? That would be tennessee after Tennessee. How boring is that? Okay, so there's sodium, Na after that area in Egypt, sodium, magnesium. Now I wonder what calcium is. So sodium, magnesium, aluminium. Can't remember what Al stands for. Aluminium, silicon. Again, what does silicon? Silicon. Phosphor. Oh, gee whiz, phosphor. What is it? Aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur. Again, gee whiz. Go right through those elements and really sulfur. I sort of remember sulfur, chlorine. I've done chlorine, argon. Now, argon actually means lazy or stupid. And how that got in there, I don't quite know. So what a beautiful name. Potassium, potash, calcium, again, scandium for Scandinavia. How do you like that? Then titanium for strong, vanadium for beautiful, chrome, I think is colourful, chrome. Manganese from, again, I think arsenic. There's a whole series of things associated with the same thing that were misidentified for a long time. Iron, Fe, an ancient one. Cobalt. Oh, cobalt and nickel. These are German spirits. Cobalt. These are the German spirits. Cobalt. You can imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about cobalt. So you've got cobalt. What else are we thinking about? Cobalt. So it's iron, cobalt, nickel. Whatever the nickel is, when old Nick, a game with the devil. I wonder the cobalt, nickel, copper. That's an ancient name, copper. Zinc, don't know where that comes from. We've done gallium from French germanium, a similar crystal structure to silicon. Arsenic, again, there was this often confusion about arsenic. Rome means stinking. Xenon, stranger. Then rubidium from the colour, for Davies, the colour, ruby like. Strontium from Strontia, an island in a little port town of complete dump like yttrium is today. You get Google search, you say, you do a Google tour of the periodic table to see where things are, but you know, it's pretty shy. The yttrium, the outer village where it's been discovered. Zirconium, what is that? Zirconium, I wish that is. So that's titanium, zirconium, niobium, nobility, I suppose. Then you're going chrome, molybdenum, moly, I love the idea of that. Technetium, artificial, technical one. Ruthenium, Russia. Rhodium as a rose colour. Palladium, the minor planet. Silver, an ancient name. Cadmium, where does that come from? Indium, the colour. Tin, an ancient one. Sb, antinomy. This is the one which is poison if you want to. Anti-monk. How's that, antinomy? Let's go. Antinomy, iodine. I think that's because it's violet, the violet colour. So iodine, xenon, stranger, cesium, the colour, barium, the weight, lanthanum, because it's hard to find, difficult to think, cerium, a minor planet game. Promethium is an artificial one. Prometheus, the fire person. Neodymium, new twin. Praseodymium, green twin. Binium means theme. Sumerian, the mining person, the mining administrator of the rock who became the mineral. So it wound up, you named it after a rock. And then they found out it was named after the thing. It's typical, yeah, it would be typical, you know, Sumerium. Europium after Europe. Goldium after this Swedish scientist. Terbium after yttrium. And there's a mix up, there's an element. These elements where they had the two bottles and they mixed it up. Beautiful. Erbium. disposed him after disorder and hate or whatever it is. I don't know what that is. Holbein after Stockholm, Urbain after Yttrium, that same village, the fourth or the third time it's named. We've got to have another go. So it's So I just find this hard. Thulmium after the ancient name. Erbium again. Thulmium after Sweden again. Ytterbium is after Ytterby, which is that place in Sweden. Lutetium after Paris. Now, is it Hafnium? I don't remember. I don't know what Hafnium is. I sort of remember it as a city or not. Hafnium, tantalum, tantalus, tungsten. It's got a W. Tungster, I think, is some sort of Swedish thing as well. I have to remember that. Rook, tungsten. Rhinium after the Rhine. Hey! Very important element. Very strange and important element. Osmium smell. Iridium colour. Platinum is another name for silver. There you go. Silver's got two names. Platina. So I don't know where that comes from. I think it had something to do with South America, the Spanish. Platinum, gold. Now Mercury is not a planet. Why do they call it HG? Gold, and that one of these ancient things. This gold is actually named thallium for the color. Lead, an ancient name. Bismuth, don't know. Bismuth, what is it? Polonium, the place. Astinium for unstable. Radon for radioactivity, as on, because it's a gas. Radium, cesium for the colour. Radium for fitting in where it is. So it's a sort of logic one. Actinium, do not know what that is. Thorium, proactinium is sort of similar to it. It's sort of one of those ancient, one of the ancient sort of marker things where you'd say it's similar to it, but it's different. Or you think we just associate it with there, and it's one of those marker ones. Uranium for Uranus, Neptune for Neptune, then Pluto for the planet. Americanium for America, Americium, Curium for Madame Curie, Berkeley for Berkeley, Californium for California. then Einstein for Einstein, Fermi for Fermi, the scientist, Mendeley for the periodic table, Nobelium for Nobel, then Lorentz for the scientist. Lawrence Berkeley, Rutherford for the scientist, Dubinium for the city, Seaborgium for the Soviet city, atom smashing city, Seaborg for the scientist, Borium for the most stupid man who's ever lived, Metrium for his chick, Hastium for another person in that team, Dramstratium for the city that they worked in, this little German city, which is at the top, decided to go. Then Rotgernium for this scientist who discovered X-rays, which really unplugged the periodic table, the X-ray thing. Then there's Copernican. Now, go figure. What has Copernicus got to do with the I should say that it was a periodic table. They've got Napoleon after Japan, Fluvium after this Russian city, which is named after a Russian scientist, Moscovium after Moscow, Livermorium after the Livermore Laboratory, Tennessee after the state of Tennessee, and then Organison after the chap, still living chap, of the periodic table. That, my friends, it does the entire periodic table. I'm off to into 25 minutes of talking, finishing the origins of stories of the periodic table.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.